Have we any post people listening to the programme who may have been bitten by a dog? We'd like to hear from you. We don't have many complaints, but apparently more and more posties are being bitten. You see the old seaside jokey card about the postman getting a bite and everything's funny and he's his chubby cheeks and he's, oh, and the dog's always in the right and the dog's always the winner. But there's a very serious, serious side to this. So much so that I'm going to be speaking right now to Dr. Sean Davis, who is representing Royal Mail. Dr. Davis, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, there are a serious number of post office workers being bitten by dogs the length and breadth of the country.
So there are, you're quite right, yeah, 2,275 in the last 12 months, which is 44 per week. Now, the good news is that that is an 8% reduction on last year, but as I'm sure you can appreciate, it's still a considerable number. And I'm really pleased to hear you talk about the comedic aspect and how that's moved on. If I think back to when we launched the campaign 5 years ago, it was very much about the dog hanging off the seat of the postman's trousers. And but now it's moved on and it's become much less socially acceptable to think about it in that term.
Have some post office workers had injuries beyond the mildest of nasty nips?
Oh, really? Yeah. So we've had, I could talk to you about a number of attacks where we've had fingers and thumbs bitten off. We've had lower leg injury, calf bites to the thigh. And in the worst case that I was personally involved with, we had an individual who had his nose bitten off.
Dear, oh, and how do these incidents come about? Is the postman seen as an intruder?
So there's a number of different reasons. So we have the attacks happen in different areas. So we have them at the door, so that, you know, when the door's open. And we deliberately do our dog awareness campaign now because we know that the physical barrier of the door is less likely to be there during the summer months. And also if children are at home, they're likely to open the door. So we have attacks on the step. We have attacks in the garden where dogs are running around. And that's an area that is a concern to me this year. We've either seen an increase of 40% in that area. Then we have attacks out on the street where dogs are running loose. So there's a range of areas. And things to consider are things like an increase in the warmer weather over the summer can aggravate the dog. And also then thinking about the dog. They are an animal and they are prone to kind of peculiarities of things such as illness or temperature change, etc. And they can be unpredictable. Now, we're not anti-dog at all. We are pro-responsible ownership. But part of that means you have to understand the unpredictable nature of dogs.
Yeah, I do a lot of walking out and about, and especially in the countryside, and I'd be a great man for having a stick in my hand, and it's really to beat the bush, it's to, you know, trail along the ground, it's to, you know, throw up in the air and catch sometimes. It's just something I like having in my hand when I'm walking. But it's also really handy if a nasty dog comes towards you, and I'm not suggesting for a moment that you hit the dog, but you can hit the road with the stick, and the dog will run away. Is there an argument for a postman maybe having a baton swinging from his belt?
So we work on with our postmen and women on what they can use in terms of physical defence. So the pouch that they carry could be used to kind of create some physical barrier. But we'd rather, much rather, they be able to read the environment, the situation that they're in, and not put themselves into that than to kind of suggest that they carry some kind of cane or stick or the like. But we do give them training on how to put a kind of physical barrier between themselves and the dog.
And could most homeowners do more whenever they see the postman in the vicinity?
So our customers are incredibly supportive and incredibly cooperative and often ask us about the things that can do. So there are top tips, low-cost and no-cost options, things like feeding the dog or giving the dog a treat at the time that they would expect the postman or woman to come, keeping them in another part of the house, keeping them distracted, giving them a toy or whatever to kind of distract them, not getting overexcitable when someone comes to the door, so not kind of creating a bit of a frenzy is one thing. The other thing that they could do is if the dog gets upset by the letterbox, perhaps look at fitting an external letterbox or a cage to the back of the door. So if the dog does get upset by the letterbox and is jumping up and snapping at the letterbox, that there is a physical barrier there. So there are a number of options. We have those on our website for customers to look at.
Finally, Doctor, if someone is injured, if a post office worker is injured by a dog owned by one of your customers, who does the post office worker claim against? Against the dog owner or against his employer?
So what happens is, in terms of the prosecution aspect of it, the police would take the primacy, the lead on that, and then our employees would work with them to support that. And there might be options then in terms of dog control orders, notices, or in severe cases, destruction order. And then what would happen is the employee would then put in place a personal injury claim. We do have a dog attack compensation scheme within Royal Mail, which we would encourage people to use if there was loss of earnings, and take out a personal injury claim against the organisation, and then we would pursue that ourselves through the other channels available to us. So the employer is the short answer.
Doctor, it's good speaking to you. I hope our posties are safer than some of them sound. I think the first person to call during the conversation is one of our local guys who's had his finger bitten off. I'll have a yarn with him now. But Dr. Sean Davis, thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
10 minutes to 12 is the time. Stuart is a postman who has been bitten. What happened, Stuart?
Well, it actually happened when I was a postman in England. I'm actually a postman here in Belfast now. I've just moved over. It was just going to the door and put the letter through the letterbox, as you do, and the dog was behind the door and it basically took off the tip of my finger.
What sort of dog was it? Was it like a massive vicious dog or a smaller one?
Well, I would like to say it was a big giant dog, but no, it was actually a Jack Russell.
And it just leapt up, pierced its teeth into your finger and severed the tip of your finger?
It did indeed, yes. It took actually, well, as time went on, and actually I lost 4 millimetres off the tip of my finger.
Dear, how did that feel at the time, Stuart?
At the time, I didn't actually feel anything, believe it or not. It was actually when I pulled my finger away, I actually felt the drip of the blood, and I looked and I realised then I could hear the dog behind the door, which I was unaware of at the time.
And had he got part of your finger, or was your finger still connected by skin?
Oh, no. The tip of my finger was in the dog's mouth or whatever.
And were the owners of the house inside? Were you able to get through the door? What was your next step?
Well, I sort of knocked the door to try and find if the owners were there, because I was sort of thinking to myself, well, I've lost the tip of my finger. I realised that at the time, and I sort of thought, well, if I can retrieve the rest of my finger, I could get the sewing back on. But I didn't realise how much of the finger had gone at the time. And so the owners of the house weren't in, and so I spoke to my partner and took me up to the hospital, and that's when I found out how the damage was.
And did you go back to the house to claim against the dog, or to claim against the owner?
Well, yes, sir. There was a claim for damages put in, because technically it could be deemed a dangerous dog, so the owners of the house were, well, my manager at the time obviously went and visited the actual homeowners the next day and sort of said to them, you'll not get your mail unless you take steps either by putting a box outside or putting, a cage behind the door sort of thing. And I think that's what they end up doing, putting a cage behind the door so the dog, if it does jump up, it's not going to take people's fingers off.
Yeah, and did you ever find out, obviously when they came home, there must have been some evidence of maybe blood on the inside of the door. Was your finger found, or did the dog eat it?
It was never found. The manager spoke to the people. As I said, he went to the house the next day. But they realised there was blood all over the inside of their door. It was actually a packet I was putting through the door. It wasn't actually letters. And on it, it was just blood splattered.
Dear, oh dear, what an experience, Stuart. My thoughts are with you on that one. Dear, oh dear, what sort of dogs are some people keeping? And hopefully the people were, aware of how serious an incident that is. That's unacceptable for anyone to have to put up with that What sort of dog are they keeping behind the door? But Stuart, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the story. Nasty, nasty piece of work, that dog. You'd feel like, you know, he says he knocked the door. You'd want to kick the door in.